Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello again, Rave listeners, and welcome back to The Week on Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins. The Week, as usual, is brought to you by Mitsubishi, makers of a wide variety of product for the audiovisual industry. You can find out more about them at Mitsubishi.com. We're going to be trying something a little bit different this week. This is posted as an enhanced podcast, so for those of you who are watching on iTunes, you're probably already seeing this as an audio podcast with accompanying graphics. If you're watching this on the website, follow the instructions on the website to see the enhanced podcast. I'm experimenting with this format for a number of reasons, but the biggest one being we have a number of important events in the industry coming up, and I want to bring you coverage that will give you pictures, video, links to outside information, all to help you evaluate the massive amount of information that will be coming out of the industry's next few major trade shows, all happening in the next couple months. More about that a little bit later. But right now, just a few items from the world of audiovisual news that I thought were important for this week. First, on Thursday, the AVNU Alliance, which is the alliance promoting the AVB, Audio-Video Bridging Networking Standard, made an announcement that they've released their new AVB certification mark. Last week, we interviewed Lee Minnick, who's the president of LabX Technologies and the marketing work group chairman of the AVNU Alliance. So if you want to hear more about AVB, check out last week's episode of The Week, episode 13, and listen to what Lee Minnick has to say. We'll also be trying to catch up with Lee at the ISE show in Amsterdam next week, where we'll be bringing you a lot of the news from the floor. Also in the news in AV networking standards, I noticed that this week Extron had brought out a new series of DSPs, the DMP128 series, that feature the Dante audiovisual networking standard. This is another important AV networking standard, and these processors have impressive specifications. I'm looking forward to checking them out, and I'm going to look for them at the show next week in Amsterdam. Well, we've hit the spring show season, and Rave is going to have an enormous amount of upcoming show coverage for you. First of all, the DSE, or Digital Signage Exposition, taking place February 26th through 28th in Las Vegas. We'll have an outstanding level of coverage coming from it, and if you want to know a little bit more about the keynote speaker, we interviewed Dr. Peter Bacco, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Corning Glass, who will be the keynote speaker. He's also the producer of a series of internet hit videos called A Day Made of Glass. You can check out the links to them at www.ravepubs.com, as well as our two interviews with Dr. Bacco. I'm looking forward to seeing that presentation at DSE and to bringing you some of the information from the show. But next week, we're off to ISE in Amsterdam. ISE will be held at the RAI Convention Center. We'll be bringing you an enormous amount of coverage from this show. And I'm looking forward to working with a very large Rave team over there to see the floor. My particular focus is going to be on rental and staging level equipment for my column in Rave for Rental and Staging. But here on The Week, we'll be bringing you information about lots of different things. The ISE show is a cooperative effort between Infocom and Cedia and is one of the largest AV and electronics shows in the world today. Immediately preceding the ISE show is Infocom's European Future Technology Summit, where I'll be presenting, along with Bob Snyder, the editor of Rave Europe, a presentation on how the customer is changing and how that will change our industry over the next 10 years. We'll be bringing you content from these presentations here on The Week and on the blog, so look for it here. But somehow, the presentations by Bob and I don't think are going to be the talk of the show, mostly because the show's keynote speaker is Marco, the international illusionist, who's going to do a really interesting presentation about creating the future. So if you want to know more about that, you can also see that at www.ravepubs.com, where Gary did a very interesting piece about this upcoming presentation. For more about the ISE show, during the show, watch www.ravepubs.com for our massive coverage of this outstanding industry event. And now, for the educational portion of our show, I'd like to do something a little bit different. As you can imagine, before you're going off to all of these trade shows, you're getting bombarded with an awful lot of information from publicity agencies and ad agencies who are trying to get you to do interviews with their particular corporate clients. These pieces of literature or emails contain a lot of things that I think of as buzzwords, words that are used in our industry maybe a little bit too much, and words that have connotations all of their own. So I thought that I would maybe define some of them for you so that as you're preparing for this onslaught of information, you'll recognize what they mean. First of all, and one of my favorites, the term robust. Robust typically means that the device is made from an industrial grade of wrought iron, and it's three times as dense as the non-ruggedized version. The phrase doesn't say anything really about its electronic quality, but it's large, it's imposing, and it can be used to prop open the largest doors. Another term that I listen to quite a lot and hear it bandied about is the term modular. This device will arrive in separate pieces from multiple locations and probably on different days. The least expensive piece, which is a completely necessary adapter, will probably go into back order, preventing the use of the device until the day after the show you bought it for. Another one that you hear constantly is scalable. Scalable means that the device accommodates a variable number of inputs and outputs in increments that let you choose between buying it too large or too small. Along with scalable, we hear network-enabled. Network-enabled means that the product has its own web server and it generates a control page to allow you to configure it remotely. When you try to and it crashes, it'll automatically send you an email to let you know. We hear the term quite a lot, next generation. This is a product which will be debugged and have a finished manual by the time your children are grown up. But the one that I love the most is industry changing. Industry changing means that the entire beta test team for this product was driven so crazy by it that they have since gone on to jobs in other fields. And the last one that I wanted to cover today was hot swappable. Hot swappable means that the product goes down during heavy use, as in during shows. But you'll be able to get it back up and running while the audience watches you take second-degree burns handling the blown parts. Stay tuned for our next episode of The Week, when we'll cover a few more terms and we'll be bringing you some news live from ISE in Amsterdam. That's all for this week, but I want to remind you that you should check out our other shows on Rave Radio. Check out Wavecast from Women in AV. Check out the Green AV webcast with Midori Connolly. And definitely check out Gary's Daily Rants and Raves, all of which are available to you at www.ravepubs.com. Again, we're brought to you this week by Mitsubishi. I'm Joel Rollins, and thanks again for listening to The Week on Rave Radio. We'll talk to you next week.